Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Donegal Sports Star of the Year, Brendan Boyce. Brendan, first of all, congratulations. What is it like being named Sports Star of the Year winner for a second time?
Yeah, it's brilliant to win it again after winning it in 2019. I suppose the quality, I think, of the athletes, you know, this year with Mark English breaking an Irish record and Jason Quigley obviously fighting for a world title, is the standard of sports person has just gone through the roof. So yeah, this is delighted to win it for a second time, and obviously with the bringing home a top 10 for Donegal for the Olympics is massive.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, looking back at last year, Brendan, an Olympic year, you finished 10th place in the 50k race walk in Sapporo at the Olympics, your career best at Olympic Games. In reflection, you must be happy with that performance.
Yeah, it was a tough, obviously, with everything that was going on in the years previous, and then obviously we had the twins back last February, so a lot of things to deal with that I hadn't to deal with another season. So it was good to have good preparation, and obviously to deliver a result then when it counted is massive as well. And I guess the experience of coming sixth in Doha really helped me to achieve that again at the Olympic Games.
Yeah, and then you ended the year achieving qualifying standard for the 35k race walk for the World and European Championships, which will be taking place in Oregon and in Munich.
Yeah, like that was probably a bit of a surprise, to be honest, because we didn't really plan necessarily to get the standard at that race. So we just kind of did our normal winter's training and maybe one or two specific sessions just to really get a bit more heightened, but we didn't really do anything crazy to get ready for that race. So to get the A standard in December is a great sign, because we didn't really know moving down the distance. Obviously when you're getting older, you'd prefer to be going up in distance, but to go down in distance and to get a result is massive, and obviously then that will give me more confidence when I go into the big championship races as well. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to get ready for at the minute. So we have a big championships in March as well before we get ready for the summer championships.
Yeah, and you've also been ranked third in the world for the 35k race walk. That must be a great feeling.
Yeah, it was obviously it's a relatively new distance, so the rankings at the minute are probably just to be taken with a bit of a pinch of salt. So I can't get too carried away just yet, but there's been a lot of races even since we did our race in December, and you know, no one's gone much faster. So we had the Chinese Championships was last weekend, and they were pretty much similar to what we were at in Dublin, like, so 2:31, 2:32. So even the top guys now are not really that far ahead. So it's exciting, I guess, to do a new distance and prepare for something a bit different. Yeah, so looking forward to racing properly over 35k in the start of March. So be interesting a few weeks ahead.
Yeah, and how do you find dropping down to that 35k? Obviously you're third ranked in the world, as we mentioned, but is it difficult to get adjusted to it?
Yeah, it's definitely mentally different, because I guess the little bit of control is gone with the distance. You know, people can choose to like go from the gun. Like 35 is actually short enough, so I kind of describe it as a long 20k. So the distances we would normally race are 20 and 50. So it's in the middle of those distances, but I still think it's going to suit the faster guys a bit more than maybe the endurance guys. So a lot of work to be done on my behalf to really nail down a top 10 maybe at that world level in terms of the new distance. So trying to do everything I can to get, you know, similar results over this new distance.
And finally then, Brendan, at the start of the year you were elected to the Olympic Federation of Ireland's Athletes Commission. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, you know, if I was going to put my name forward for it, but I just decided, I guess, going to three Olympics and seeing, you know, firsthand what goes into games as an athlete, and, you know, I guess it puts me in a good perspective as to what athletes need going forward. So to be kind of the voice of the athletes and the Olympic Federation, and I've also been working with their program, schools program, so the Dare to Believe. So they really are pushing, you know, Olympic participation and at a grassroots level in Ireland now. So it's good to be involved with that, and hopefully we can put a few more things in place over the next 2 to 3 years in terms of athlete progression, and especially in athletics as well. Just you know, I think sometimes we're used to winning local sports and, you know, GAA and stuff, but when you go to Olympic level, just to try and win a medal is incredibly difficult, and athletes need every bit of support they can get to put themselves on in that platform to perform at a high level. So hopefully we can, as an athlete's voice, put that together with the Olympic Federation, and hopefully filter down into the athletes, and, you know, maybe we can begin to bring a few more medals home from Paris. I guess that's as good as we're going to get to a home Olympics for a long time now. So it'd be huge to bring a massive team to Paris, and the experience to bring to the athletes as well in terms of performing and top eights and medals and stuff will be huge.